For some reason, I'm unable to edit the show notes, so if somebody wants to add a Podcaster Anonymous entry for me, I'm finishing off the Cavassier Cognac from last week.
I can't spell that. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, Joel is enjoying double XP. Barry finally fixes the RAV4's auxiliary port. And Michael's son's Jeep has the death wobble. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to watch hockey with Barty.
Hockey season's over, you idiot.
Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! Right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Late Night QRM Show 186 from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where rain is imminent. I'm Barry J.
Hey, from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where, yes, I guess the rain is imminent. Also, it's Joel.
And from the Tokyo Plateau of central New York, where it is currently raining, this is Barty.
And the background noise you hear is not the family truckster. I am live from Mercy 2, otherwise known as the Deuce. Ambulance heading back towards the station. At least I hope we're heading back to the station. We'll see if we make it before the next call comes in.
All right.
Who are you?
Yes.
But did I say I'm the Virtual Youper?
Nope.
Okay, I'm the Virtual Youper. I'll probably be in and out on the show tonight, but we'll see.
Yeah, hang on. I need to add a show note.
There was something I was supposed to put in, and for the life of me, I can't remember what.
Go ask your wife.
She's the one who told me, oh, make sure you put this in. And I'm like, oh, now I can't remember.
So exactly, go ask your wife.
I can't be bothered to get up.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this situation.
Let's see.
Yeah, we've been rearranging this weekend, so I am quite worn out, and I can't wait to get back to work so I can take it easy. Physically, that is.
Yeah. A little bit of normalcy.
Right, let's see. Okay. Oh, yeah, we start the show. This isn't pre-show anymore.
Right.
Obviously, he had notes. Paying attention. All right, so we might as well. Oh, okay, there we go. My MacBook Pro screensaver went on.
Oh, there we go.
Blank. So we might as well start with the Podcasters Anonymous.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more.
We got to remember to talk over these things so you know other podcasters can't use them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because I know you often you worry about that. It's a point of concern.
I'm real worried about that. All right,
feel my bumpers.
My drink tonight, of course, while I was barbecuing, the sippy cup, the new JD sippy cup.
The gallon and a half size cup
was filled with a large gin and tonic. I call it grill sized gin and tonic.
Ah.
And now I have switched over to rum and Coke Zero. Oh. So the sippy cup full of rum and Coke Zero.
That cup is huge because I, for this show, decided to do a little experiment. and measure exactly how big this sippy cup is. And this sippy cup is exactly 1 liter of liquid. And yours is at least half again as bigger than mine.
Really? That's why my podcasting supplies aren't lasting as long.
Well, of course, a few episodes back, you were drinking 2-year-old beer that you had brewed.
Hey, it's still good. It's great.
And the podcast turned out rather well, so I guess that was a testament to that fact.
No, it was a little foamy, but
a little foamy, not really. So, in my my 1 liter sippy cup is filled with, and I have to say this because I was kind of surprised. You know how sometimes you can.
Didn't sound good.
It's like a shot.
Ow!
It sounded like a shot.
Sorry, guys. We're giving new noises for Jason to have to imitate.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
Late night JRN.
Yeah, that did. It sound like a gunshot. Anyway, have you ever gone to your local liquor store or package store, as it's called here in New England?
Never.
And said, hey, open it. You see a bottle of X, Y, or Z, whatever it might be. Say, I think I'm going to try that to see if I like it. Well, I tried for the first time ever. I was going to go in and get my Crown Royal. I love Crown Royal. Canadian. Excuse me. And instead, next quick, I should have done for a tip on the bottom shelf, was Canadian Mist.
What is Canadian Mist?
It's basically, well, if you can think of the mist, it mixed in with the gases off the top of swamp water, that's what it tastes like.
Disgusting. It's like swamp water?
I hate this stuff with a passion. And of course, I bought the big bottle.
I always buy a little bottle first of anything new, just in case.
And it was cheaper. It was cheaper than, obviously, than Crown Royal. It was on the bottom shelf. I'm like, we'll try Canadian Mist.
There's probably a reason for that.
There was a reason. It was so, it had such a weird-ass turpentine aftertaste that I started cutting it with the Evan Williams apple brandy that I was drinking from 2 weeks ago and mixing that with Coke.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm such a cheapskate, I won't throw the stuff out. I'll just force myself to drink it.
Do you have a bucket by your side there?
I don't.
Just in case.
Do you have a plastic bag-lined trash can by any chance?
Oh, it's not quite that bad, but the taste is disgusting. And as my beautiful bride said, she said, just throw the stuff out and pour it down the drain and throw it out. And I'm like, I can't do it. It was $9 for a half a gallon.
You know, that's Yo, listen to your wife, man. Listen to your wife.
And the bottle's half gone. So really, I'd be throwing,
What's left to lose?
You know what? I'm starting to think she's right. Because choking this stuff down sucks. But that's what I'm drinking. And no, I'm not getting hammered on it. That's for damn sure.
Barty?
I'm enjoying some fine Crevassier Cognac. The same bottle I was enjoying last week, I'm finishing it off this week.
All right. And is Michael still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Michael?
I had muted it to try to keep some of the Foley noises down for you guys.
What are the paramedics drinking tonight?
The paramedics are drinking leftover soda from the staff meeting last night. How's that?
Ooh, that's wonderful.
All right. So that's Podcasters Anonymous for this week.
Yep.
And I guess we should move right on into Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Is the show even still on? It does relax me. It's nice. It's
Joel.
What? It's so relaxing, it knocked me out.
it's the older version too, because I'm sure if it's still on, they have some new modern version.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it is. I think there's only what one or two of those shows left.
Yeah, they've replaced all the soap operas with women cat shows, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were women oriented because who else is home in the afternoon?
I don't know.
But what's interesting is talking about soap operas. General Hospital is finally losing Tony Garey.
You're kidding? Did he die?
No, he's just gotten so damn old that they don't want to have, I guess he's retiring or something.
Wow.
You know, and I always thought it was really kind of strange that his character rose to fame by raping a woman that was married to another man. And the whole Luke and Laura thing rose up from a rape. It's like, really? If that whole scenario happened now, there'd be such an outcry that the whole show would be canceled and driven off the air.
It's true. And then she ends up going with Luke, and they're on the run, and Scotty Baldwin, which was Laura's husband back then, he ended up being the bad guy. And of course, he was the son of the lawyer, the well-renowned famous lawyer on there. I don't know anything about this frickin' pod.
But, you know, it's just, that's the whole ludicrousness of soap operas, is that somebody could be violently raped against their will, and they become a famous couple.
Yep.
And their marriage was so celebrated, and it's like, wait a minute here. This whole relationship started with a violent rape. How could that be good? Oh, God. It's a good thing soap operas finally died off.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I think I'd rather see the soap operas than what's on now in their place.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, you got The View, The Chat, The Chew,
The Shit.
Yeah,
I bet those shows are a lot cheaper to produce, though. Yeah.
Outnumbered, that's another one. That's on Fox News.
That's a good point, Michael. They are a lot cheaper to produce. It's just a bunch of women gabbing, as opposed to having to have a whole full-blown production, you know, with a production studio and sets and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, so anyway, well, getting into Days of Our Lives, I just had to say, the past couple of days especially, I'm not complaining about summer at all right now, because it has been gorgeous. Yes, we had a little bit of rain this week and everything, but that's good, because it keeps everything green and growing. But it's been just fabulous. The temperature's been right, not too hot, not too cold. Mm-hmm. I think we had one day of bad humidity, but the temperature was like in the lower 70s, and but the humidity was like 80%, and that, you know,
right,
up here in New England, that's horrible. Of course, I used to live in Virginia, where it'd be 90 degrees and 90% humidity, and that would be every freaking day of the summer. But I'm not complaining about the summer one bit, and even the deer flies are leaving us alone these days.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good collection of deer flies up here, but we've had warmer, well, not really warmer, the temperatures have been about the same, but we've had much, much more humidity over here in central New York. I don't know if it's being dragged off the lake or what, but there have been some days where the temperature has actually been rather cool, but the humidity has been so high that it was the whole day has been kind of unbearable.
Muggy, like nothing, you know, you just feel clammy all day. We had one day like that this week.
We've had quite a few here.
Wow. So anyway, so,
but it'll be warmer up north.
Up north? Oh yes, and nice segue, Barty.
Speaking of
up north, you know, the MMPR, I guess, is that what they're calling it now. I've got to say that I'm cleared at work. I'm good to go at work, and I'm good to go at home, and I'm all set and ready. What weekend is it?
I'm all set and ready, but I don't know when I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, So, yeah,
I know it's I know it's a non-off Friday week for me. So
I guess he's all set and ready because he knows that when Joel shows up in the morning, it's time to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the last full weekend in July, Barry.
24th. Yeah. The 24th, Barry.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, God.
Right, so that's when we when I'll basically come up the 23rd.
Okay.
Same thing we did when we went up to Copper Harbor.
That's Friday, right?
No, that's a Thursday.
Oh, you're going to come up come up and crash? And
then we can leave bright and early on Friday morning.
Okay, sounds like
it. Joel, call him a day ahead of time and remind him.
Barry, you know we got a road trip planned for tomorrow, right? We do? I was going to cut the grass.
Change the oil in the Prius and fill up the tank.
Are we going to take the Prius or are we taking I forget what name you called it now.
Ramses?
Ramses now?
No, I don't think we'll be taking Ramses because I was sitting here figuring out what a 5.9 liter 360 cubic inch V8 engine would chew up in gas to get there and back.
You don't think
Ramses? You need to get a Pharaoh theme song for that, Barry. You know, I mean, hell with King Tut. Ramses, he's my favorite.
I've already got that. I got the Ten Commandments theme. So.
Oh my God!
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so realistically, Ramses, I was figuring out in gas, and that truck gets, ready for this?
Yeah.
Brace yourself. It should be under bottom gear. 13 miles per gallon.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Sounds like the Prius. We're going to squeeze ourselves inside this Prius.
Compared to 54 miles per gallon.
I just remember when we totaled it all up, going out to Copper Harbor and back. The entire gas bill for that trip was $150.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yep. I remember that. And you said, hey, I need $75 for gas. I'm like, all right, what about for the way home? No, I just need $75 for your half of the gas. And I went, we only use 100 and a half to go 2,100 miles.
And prices were pretty expensive last year, too.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know what? I still, to this day, and I do seriously mean this, I have a whole new respect for the Prius because of that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, God almighty, that's cheap.
Yeah.
So. You know what? If that car could go in four-wheel drive and have about 2-3 feet of ground clearance, I could almost drive it.
It does. It's called the Highlander.
Yeah,
they do have one. Doesn't get quite 50 miles to the gallon, but they do have a hybrid version of the Highlander.
It is a hybrid?
Yeah. It also, the hybrid one starts at like $30,000, I think.
Oh, geez, I could buy a Mercedes instead and enjoy it in the summer.
Yeah, that's their top car, their top SUV, I guess. For Toyota.
I think I'll stick with my trusty Jeep.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lot cheaper, and I enjoy it. I already know it.
I still got to look for a truck so for the winter.
Yeah, me too.
You know, every real man needs a truck.
Yeah, I got to get a truck.
You already got one. But
that's my wife's truck.
Oh, yes, that's right.
She said, I want a crew cab pickup. And I'm like, all right, how about a Dodge 1500 Ram? She's like, okay.
So on the good side, on the good news is you can start driving Daisy then.
Yeah. Okay.
I just love the complete silence that followed that.
Well,
let's not say we did.
Okay, we should save some of this for bottom gear. So let's move on.
Yeah, so, while we're talking about killing things,
yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know. So we're. Kind of sort of like, it's funny because I didn't know, I was hoping you guys were, everybody's plans would work out okay to be able to do a show tonight. And if for whatever reason there was a sudden, you know, wave of hockey finals and Barry had to run 12 miles being chased by a bear and then hit it with his JD and Michael was out saving lives and we'd all said the plans just weren't going to work for tonight. I wasn't going to be totally tore up because it's Call of Duty Double XP Weekend and Clan Ops for Advanced Warfare on Xbox One. Yeah. I don't know about the 360. I don't play it anymore, so I don't care. But on the Xbox One, and I can say I hooked up with a bunch of buddies from my clan. And last night, and well, let's just say, wow, was the gameplay intense, because everybody's on. And then I do mean all kinds of skill levels because of the double XP. Mm-hmm. And when I was finally seeing, like, triple at 2:30 in the morning and couldn't hit the I couldn't hit the TV with a Nerf ball, let alone shoot the guy on it. That's when I tapped out. And I said, guys, I got to take a break. I can't do this right anymore. I cannot do it. But as far as what's Days of Our Lives, that was a highlight for me, you know. And do you think I would have jumped back on earlier today? Nope. But do you think my big ass is going to jump on after we're done doing the show? You betcha. I'll be playing till 3 o'clock in the morning again.
At least.
Wow. That's that one. And one other monumental moment. And I have to say, Michael, it's because of you. It is because of you. No, what? No.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't blame Michael for this thing. That's a bum rap, man. You can't pin that rap on
me. Yes,
you.
I can, too, because I enjoy seeing what he sees and hearing about Copper Harbor and everything there and Mercy and EMS. And when he had said, oh, a periscope is going up in 10 minutes, I went, oh. I'd love to see the periscope that Michael's getting ready to do. I got to sign up for the damn Twitters.
The Twitters.
And
you sound like my dad talking. What's that? Well, the Twitters?
The damn Twitters.
Kansas refers to it as the Twitters as well.
And I signed up with much coaxing and assistance from my very, very tech-savvy and media-savvy beautiful bride. She's like, you want me to sign you up for Twitters? I call it Twitters. And she's like, stop calling it Twitters. You sound like, it's like Barry said, like an old man. I'm like, I friggin' have held out this long that I did not want to do the damn Twitters. I certainly wasn't going to do FaceTube. And I mean, my limit was G+, and even then I had reservations. And Michael, you said, I'm putting up a periscope. And I'm like, it's so beautiful there, and I want to see how his day is. And I'm like, all right. So I signed up for the Twitters. Now, I don't know if I should give out the screen name or not. Well, I guess it could, because I think I set up the sharing where you have to ask to follow me. I think that's how I have it set up.
You think?
So it's, oh, no. It's your game name, right?
Yep. Yep, it's my game. Exactly. It's my gamer tag off of Xbox One.
Yeah, because that's what you said you were going to do, right?
Yeah, and it's 15 characters can be your Twitter handle. Handle. It's not a handle. It's Twitters. It's handles radio.
It's Twitters. Well, I got the Twitters, man.
Exactly.
I need a paramedic. I got the Twitters.
I for that to get rid of the Twitters.
So I signed up for it. And Michael, I did, although I was late because I kept vacillating back and forth and absolutely driving Debbie crazy.
Ooh, about vacillating, big word.
Signing up for the Twitters and this. And she's like, are you going to do it? And I'm like, yes. Oh, let's search it. And I'm like, how do I follow people? She says, and she's going through it. She's so good at it. She said, click at this, and dude, this couldn't click on this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm Twitter's retarded. I don't know what I'm doing here. Stop clicking on shit. I got to see what this does first. I got to analyze it. And she's like, just follow me, my lead. And I was able to watch your Periscope, Michael.
Cool. And now we got to get you on the MMPR talk group on Twitter.
I didn't know where to find that.
I will send you an invite.
Thank you. Thank you indeed, because I followed Marshall McLuhan Variety Hour, and you guys, Barty and Barry and Michael and Anthony and Dave and Sheen and Bob. Yep, I have all. Click follow all you guys.
I didn't get a notification yet.
You didn't get a notification? Yeah,
I don't tweet too much.
I don't tweet at all. I mean, I watch it. But the only thing you'll see coming out of mine are Runkeeper reports and automatic when a new show gets posted.
Gotcha.
Oh, by the
gotcha.
Way, there is a late night QRM Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. Are you grooming yourself like a cat? You keep licking your hand.
No,
and
I need a paramedic. I'm bleeding, and I thought I had tissues up here, but apparently I can't find them or somebody.
Take off your sock.
Wait a minute. I got paper towels over here. I'll be back. Talk amongst yourselves. I have to go
talk amongst yourselves.
Because I've lost about 4 pints already.
And 4 pints. Oh my God.
4 pints. I mean, that's a bucket worth.
Well, what you need to do is start drinking beer. Drink beer, replenish your fluids. You got to get your volume of liquids up in your body. Beer.
When's the Call of Duty double XP weekend then?
It started yesterday at 5 o'clock.
I'm good. Oh, I need another paper towel.
I think it was 5 o'clock.
When?
Monday morning, I think at 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Good to know.
Yes, it is. So if you want to really rank up, I mean, on average, I'm a prestige level 3, almost 4. And you can now prestige up to, I want to say, 13 times?
Yeah, I've played that game so little that I'm basically a very, very low level, barely better than Barry kind of person. Basically, when you look at me and Barry, I kind of suck less. That's about it.
You know, there's whale shit and then there's Barry.
Oh, Barry, you suck less than that. And I suck less than you. So I guess you're one step above whale shit, and I'm 2 steps above whale shit.
Oh, guys. You know, it's a lot of fun. The more you do it, the better you get.
I agree. The game is a lot of fun. It's a real blast.
And a lot of times, too, it's the guys you're playing with. I mean, that's really where playing online counts a lot, is the guys that you're playing with. Because if they're a bunch of assholes, it's not going to be as much fun. But if they, you know, the poking fun and jarring back and forth and talking smack, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Well, I totally agree, because playing the game with and without community, as I have on a couple of platforms, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get an Xbox One, was so I can continue to play with Joel, was just because he and his friends are such a good-natured bunch of people that they don't mind if you totally suck. They just kind of like roll along with it and just kind of like laugh at you along with you. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not really necessarily laughing at you. They're just kind of like laughing with you with your failures.
Right.
And, you know, and it's not bad at all, because these guys are a lot of really decent guys, and they make the game fun. They understand that you're not that experienced, and they don't really expect a whole lot out of it.
They don't take it too serious themselves. I mean, they like being good at it, but I'm the shittiest player of our entire clan.
And you're pretty awesome, which says a lot for the clan.
And, you know, as far as that goes, as far as KD and accuracy and, you know, but, I mean, here again, too, you know, we always say the same thing. I mean, our clan is CMH, and the CMH clan, literally, we just play for fun. We play to enjoy the game, not for any other reason. And so we start doing clan ops. Yeah, we're trying hard because we want to beat the other guys and rank up and unlock all kinds of awards and stuff like that, which we've done. CMH stands for Call of Duty's Most Hated. But, so, I mean, that being said, you know, we're not super spectacular or anything like that, but we just play for fun, and a lot of the guys in the clan are really good. I mean, like crazy, like 48-4 good when it comes to running a map. You know, 48 kills, 4 deaths.
Wow. Yeah, but they're not full of themselves about it.
No, not at all. Yeah, exactly. You just do it. And, you know, and what's also cool, because you get the tryout stuff. Yeah, when you're playing the game, they all get care packages left after right, because they're shooting 15, 18 guys in a row before dying once. And then they get a care package. They drop a Goliath. Very rarely can I kill 10 guys in a row without getting killed. And so I won't get the Goliath, but they'll drop and say, hey, you take it. And I'm like, seriously? So you run over there and you hack and you get into the Goliath, and now you're unstoppable. Now I got 28 kills, you know, and you know, 6 deaths, which is real cool. So the guys I play with are just like that. Well, here, you take it. I don't want it. I want to roll. I don't want to break my streak.
Wow.
But yeah, so for those who hear this next Christmas, there was a double XP weekend.
Way back when, and there's probably been one since then.
Yeah, exactly. Back in 2015, in June, there was a double XP weekend for Advanced Warfare. But and they just made an announcement that the new Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is coming out. There's trailers on it already on YouTube.
Unfortunately, it's coming out on whatchamacallit first this year, this time.
Well, yeah.
Sony, whatever, PlayStation.
Oh.
But I'm sure Xbox is going to get it the next week or something. But they were
nobody's going to go on only one platform.
Yeah.
Right.
But they were, Sony was touting that they're getting it first. For some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, that's advertising and marketing.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. So that should be in Geek's Corner. Well, because I'm going to continue on, this should be in Geek's Corner. They also announced with Xbox that you're going to soon, and they're going to start adding them in, but you're going to be able to start playing your 360 games on Xbox if you want to.
Really?
So, yeah, just as everybody got rid of all their 360 games, they announced, oh, you'll be able to play them on the Xbox One.
I know, that totally sucks, because I was in the same boat.
Yep. Well, you can always go to GameStop and pick up some used ones if you want to. You
know? Well, yeah, used 360 games are rather cheap at this point. Yeah.
So,
although the value might go up now that there's a interest in them for in the Xbox One community,
and I think it's using actually like a virtual machine to simulate the 360 on the Xbox One. So that's how powerful the Xbox One is.
Well, you know, the original Xbox 360 and the PS3 were those processors were both based on the same processor that the G5 Mac Pro was using. It was just modified processors for each of those machines.
Yeah.
So they were already running a rather powerful chip, and the newer chips are even more powerful than that. So, you know, to really create a virtual machine on that kind of processor, it's not very far-fetched.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll look into it. I'm too busy trying to get podcasts out, though, during the week. And I fail at that miserably, too. So.
But you've been doing rather well, Barry. I mean, you got a lot of shows out in a short period of time.
Yeah. Finally got 183 out, last night at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I still got 184, 185. And, I'll have this one, too, at the end. Tonight, so I've always got three in the can to go. So
yeah but hey, don't hit yourself too hard. You're doing pretty well. You know, like Jason said, I mean, he got a new appreciation for how much work it takes to put out one of these shows, and his parody JRM was a whole lot shorter than the episodes that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So you're doing a pretty good job, Barry.
It's just, you know, I'd like to get it out on a timely basis, you know. So, you know, I don't want the next episode when we're talking about the election of Gerald Ford, you know.
or the heads he's bounced golf balls off of.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay. Where were we? Oh, I guess I'm next. I got new steps. Go up on the
new steps.
Go up on
the. They look nice. They look very nice.
Andy, our contractor came in and put some steps in out the back slider in the kitchen, which we've we had some temporary ones up for a couple years and they fell apart, and so we haven't had steps for a long time, and so now we've got. new steps up. If you want to see them, they're up on the late night QRM community page on G+. So it's just nice to be able to walk out the slider and actually, you know, the temporary steps, it was like you walked out the slider and you're on the first step. And that's how wide you had. You know, you had a like a 6-inch step or whatever step is, maybe 12 inches. And that's and then you went downstairs. Now we've got a small 3-foot, you know, base, and then you go down right. the steps. So what's next is got to get the patio in next.
So, oh, yeah.
That's so, good. That's good, Barry.
Yeah. It only takes money.
And time.
So, just pick some 20s off the 20 tree out back.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so, and the only other exciting thing that happened this week with me was I walked actually 5K today because I was having problems with the left calf. It was cramping up on me as I was running, so I had to take a few walking breaks along the way. And I was doing a pretty good clip too in the beginning, and you mixed in the walking. I was back down to my normal pace, but
right.
slow. You know,
I'll tell you, Barry. I mean, I have a lot of admiration for you. I wish I had enough gumption to get up and do the kind of walking / running that you're doing. I certainly could use it.
I just wish I was losing weight.
Well, it'll come in time.
Yeah, I guess someday. Someday, if I keep it up, I guess. If we all just hope and pray, someday the weight will come off. Anyway, so party.
Yes, 4 weeks ago we had a couple of convicts that escaped from a high security prison near Plattsburgh in the town of Dannemora, the Clinton Correctional Facility. Nothing to do with Bill, although that's where he and his wife should be, but that's another story. But these guys have been on the loose, terrorizing northern New York for quite a while, and one of them evidently shot at a SUV as he was driving by. Stupid thing to do.
Really?
Because the driver, he heard a sound, and he stopped, and he called police after he investigated it and said, "Hey, somebody shot my SUV." So the cops showed up, looked at it, and says, "Oh, cool." And, like, within about 15 to 30 minutes, there were, like, 2,000 cops that showed up.
Yeah.
And they cornered one of the escaped convicts and killed him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just kind of saw him and killed him, of course, because, you know, he was armed with a shotgun, and they told him to drop his gun a number of times, and then when he refused to, he actually pointed his gun at somebody, and the Border Patrol person shot him and killed him.
It was a Border Patrol.
So now we've got one left. He's still trying to get to the Canadian border, so all of you guys on the other side of the border, be on the watch.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like suicide by police.
Yeah, well, it kind of was, because, you know, if the guy hadn't shot the SUV, the cops wouldn't have been alerted to where he was at, and he would have continued on, because these guys have been gone for on the loose for almost a month now.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and they haven't gone very far from the prison. Hmm. You know, you would have thought that of course, there's not a lot of freight trains here, so there's not a lot of easy ways to get a long distance in a short time. Hmm. But you would have thought that they would have tried to find a car that was unlocked with a key in it or something and get the hell out of Dodge.
I don't think
they haven't.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, I don't think it's quite as easy to hop a freight train like it used to be. I think they pretty much keep all that stuff locked up pretty good.
Well, yeah, but when they slow down to go through passes and things like that, it's not that hard to jump on one. But
if you can't get in, to, like, you know, a boxcar or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But you can still hang on the outside for a while and, you know, make some distance. But there's not really a lot of long-distance hauls that happen up here. You got to get down into, like, the Syracuse to Buffalo range, you know, where they're heading east and west from the middle of the state.
Right.
Guess they're saying this guy's they figured the two dudes are heading or trying to head to Canada, but this one last guy is still on the loose. And the town of Malone and Messina, those two places are getting really tired of this because, you know, I mean, they're filled up with police and the press and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And at first it was kind of interesting, but, you know, they've gotten tired of this. They just want to get back to their regular lives. You know, plus a lot of them, you know, are obviously scared and nervous about this.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. So. Huh. I don't know whether we should mention the other two big things. People are probably bored of hearing about this stuff, but two big things happened this week. One thing is the southern states, the state governments are finally taking Confederate flags down off the poles, which the whole, well, I will say a minority, I think, of people give a shit. It's like, okay, I agree. The Confederate flag belongs in a museum, and that's fine. Don't forget about it, because, you know, if you forget about things, you tuck things away nicely, you have a tendency to repeat that history in the future. So it's a good thing to keep it on people's minds. But, you know, flying in over government buildings and stuff like that, that's up to the states as far as I'm concerned. And if they decided to take them down, so be it. They take them down, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you, Barry. I mean, the Confederacy happened, the Civil War happened, and the Union won. And that's the way it works out. Save the flags in a museum and put them away in a proper place. And get over it. Hmm. The North won. Get over it.
But this whole thing where everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, and now, you know, like several of the big chains and, you know, online stores are saying, oh, we're not going to sell anything with the Confederate flag anymore and stuff like that. It's like, okay, that's overkill. Do it if you want. But, you know, it's like, I just look at people, if especially people of today, if you've got a problem looking at a piece of cloth, if it affects you that much, then you've got other problems you need to deal with. And because it's just a piece of cloth, and yes, maybe it represented something a long time ago, maybe it represents something today, but you know what, all you're doing when you make a big fuss about it is the people that use that to represent bad, it just infuriates them more. So You're stirring the coals.
Stirring the pot. Yeah. Yep.
Stirring the pot, stirring the coals, and just making that fire jump up again.
And so, you're just motivating them more.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're right. It was really kind of interesting that in the news that even Apple went as far as to remove games from the iTunes App Store that had to do with the Civil War.
Right.
You know, come on. In the Civil War, there were generals that flew these flags into battle. Right. So if you have a historically accurate game, how can you just simply remove the flag? What are you going to do? Have them have some other emblem?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's they have update to that, Barty. Apple has is reviewing all that stuff, and they're putting back all the historical things that have the Confederate flag. Okay. Yeah, they just announced that. I think it was either yesterday or this morning. I think it was yesterday. I heard it on a podcast. So they've backtracked. They just went overboard on it. But, you know, it's not even the Confederate flag. That's it. We call it the Confederate flag. It was actually the battle flag of Northern Virginia. But, you know, ignorant people. That's all I can say. Ignorant people.
Well, the United States is chock full of them now. Most of them are all 30
There's more and more of them every day.
So, 35 and less.
And so, you know, and somebody else commented, they said, okay, you got them to take this flag down, but, you know, the American flag, Old Glory's been around for a lot longer, and there's been a lot of bad stuff done under it, too, so should we take that one down also?
If the touchy-feelies had their way,
they probably would.
They would.
Yeah.
The touchy-feelies, that flag offends me. Then gouge your eyes out with a teaspoon.
And go live someplace else. Screw you.
Get a thicker skin, people. That's all I can say. Get a thicker skin.
I think you're right, Barry.
And this is where social media goes bad. Because, you know, social media is like the, you know, the whole mob mentality. And everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And it's just, it just makes people do stupid things. So
great. Well, I just signed up for another outlet.
Because people were allowed to comment anonymously.
Yeah.
So they would say things on social media that they would never say if people knew who they were.
Yeah.
And that's the whole problem.
So now the other big news, of course, is the Supreme. Well, there was two things that came out of the Supreme Court. The first one was that they said Obamacare is good to go. I don't even know what the last suit was about. So, you know, here we go. I'm talking about ignorant people. I play ignorance on this. I don't know what the whole lawsuit was about, but the Supreme Court, 5-4, decided that, yeah, it's not a problem. And so we've got Obamacare, and you know what? I expected that. They're not going to get rid of it.
Yeah, the basic crux of it was that the wording of the law was that if you purchased Obamacare through a state exchange, that you would get a federal, I don't want to say rebate, but I think I'm not sure what the right word was, but you would get some money back from the federal government.
Subsidy.
Yeah, that's it. You would get a federal subsidy to help you offset the cost of it. And since the vast majority of people subscribe to Obamacare through the federal website, that there was a legal complaint made that they did not qualify for the subsidy because the letter of the law said that if you subscribe to Obamacare through a state process that you would get a subsidy. And the Supreme Court said that, no, it doesn't matter who you get Obamacare from, you will still get the federal subsidy, which, you know, is a totally liberal extension of total bullshit. They ignored the letter of the law, and, you know, because it does say through a state exchange. And they just kind of said it doesn't matter what exchange you get it from. Everybody deserves health care, and we'll worry about who pays for it later. And that is just total bullshit. But that's what the crux of the matter was.
That makes sense. The problem I see with that is if the law was written badly, then fix the law.
Exactly. You know?
And that's what the Supreme Court's supposed to be doing. The Supreme Court's supposed to be looking at the law and saying, yeah, you wrote that wrong, and so what you got there isn't working. Go back and fix it or do something else, whatever, but it's wrong. But what I'm starting to see here is that the Supreme Court's just making decisions based on popularity.
I think you're right. That is so apropos. I mean, you hit it you hit that nail right on the head, Barry. It's like they don't really care what constitutional law is. They don't really care what is right and proper. They're looking at what is the popular opinion right now.
Yeah.
And let's go with that.
Yeah.
And that's just so blows, because in the next 10, 15 years, our medical system is going to be really trashed.
Well, I got to say one thing, though. The only other concern I have, though, is now if you do away with Obamacare, who's got a plan to replace it?
Well, that was the big complaint, is that there is no other replacement. We've gone so far down this wrong road that we have no easy way back.
Right.
You know, we've kind of like screwed ourselves.
Yeah. So if you do away with it, you know, you're screwing a lot of people. So all I can say is they won this battle. So we just have to move on or try to get some people elected in there to modify the thing so that it'll actually work and be fair. So for everybody. So, and then the other big news from the Supreme Court is that they decided that marriage between gay marriage, basically. I guess that's. I think we're just going to call it marriage now. Gay marriage was approved in all 50 states. The federal government came out and said, "States, screw you." The federal government says everybody can be married. My opinion, good. Have at it. I think it's fair. You know, you love who you want to love, and go ahead and do it. My thing on this is, can we stop frickin' talking about it now?
yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Right.
You know, have
the celebration. Everybody put up rainbow flags and you know, light up the White House in rainbow colors, and let's do that for a few days and celebrate and let's get on with living.
Yeah, but like real matters.
Yeah.
My personal opinion is that. I'm a strong believer in the Bible, and I believe that the Bible says that homosexual relationships are wrong, but I don't feel that my opinion entitles me how to tell other people how to live their lives.
Right, exactly.
While I feel this is wrong, I don't feel I have the right to tell them that you can't do that because I disagree with it.
Hmm.
I don't have that right. I mean, Jesus was a person that hung out with prostitutes and tax collectors, which tax collector sounds kind of funny these days, but
back
in Jesus'
day,
tax collectors were basically traitors.
Yeah.
They were Jewish citizens who were collecting taxes on behalf of the Roman Empire, and most of them were taking advantage of the situation to line their own pockets with Roman centurions backing them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to have Jesus hanging around with these guys was a rather nasty thing. And Jesus said that it is not for me to judge these people. This is for God in heaven. So I'm looking at it. If Jesus could not judge these people himself, who the hell am I to say that these guys are right or wrong?
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, it is Jesus' Father in heaven who's going to judge them, not me, not Jesus, you know? So I don't feel that I can really dictate to other people how they should live their lives. I have my opinion, they have theirs, and we just live our lives and let God sort the differences later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little simpler than that. I don't care. I don't care who you live with. I don't care what you do behind closed doors. I don't, you know, are you happy? Do you love the other person? Does it make your life, does it fulfill your life? Good! Go forth and do it. And as far as the federal government and state governments are concerned, you should have as much right to all the benefits as everybody else does. So I'm okay with it, you know?
Important point of all this is that by making it legal coast to coast, that means
you can travel.
Same-sex couples can travel anywhere they want and be treated the same in health insurance and in automobile insurance and things like that. So, like, it's not like if you and your same-sex spouse end up in an automobile accident hundreds of miles away from home in another state that doesn't agree with same-sex marriages, you don't have to worry anymore about your insurance not covering your spouse because the state doesn't believe in it.
Right.
And you also don't have to worry about being treated differently from one state to another because of your marital status.
Right. So You know, my conclusion to this thing is, it's done. It's legal in all 50 states, and maybe I sound a little crass about this. I don't know. I'm tired of the conversation. Yeah. Oh, let's join the conversation. Okay, I'm tired of the conversation. It's been going on forever. Please, it's good now. Let's celebrate it, and let's move on.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you sound crass, and I kind of agree with you that, it's done, it's decided, let's move on.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I think that's the perfect way to put it, Barry.
It's a good thing, and you know what? The people that disagree with it and everything, you're not going to change their minds, so stop with the conversation. You're never going to change the people that are left, you're not going to change their minds. The only thing you can do is wait until they die off. Because, you know, there's just, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
You're not going to change those people's minds, no matter what. It's the same thing with the reason people think that today the Confederate flag stands for people who hate and are racist and stuff like that. Guess what? You're not going to change their minds. You take down the Confederate flag, you're not going to change their minds. Matter of fact, you've just woke them up again. Okay.
Yeah, so, you basically
congratulations.
Just kinda like...
You woke them up. You know, again, these people, you're just going to have to wait until they die out. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, complaining about the Confederate flag is like taking a stick and whacking on a bee's nest.
Yeah, exactly.
The bees were all content until you hit their nest, and now they're coming after you.
And I'm not talking about, you know, having it flying over state buildings. Okay. The states they can decide, okay, we're taking that thing down now. Which they're doing. They're taking that thing down. Did we lose somebody?
I don't know. Did we?
Michael?
I heard a boop boop.
Yeah, I heard a funny boop.
That usually means something's going down. Okay. Everybody's
here.
Here. So that's good. But for all these stores to go out and say, oh, we're not selling anything with the Confederate flag now and all this and that because it just stands for hatred. Okay, fine. You know, first of all, somebody's going to sell it and people that want it are going to find it. And like you said, Barty, you're just taking a stick and whacking at a bee's nest by everybody doing this.
It's just like you said. As soon as it was announced that stores were pulling these things, it was just like when a few years ago when there was a good chance that the liberals were going to win out and ban all guns. Hmm. There was a big rush on guns back then. As soon as they said that all these stores were pulling the Confederate flag, there was a big run on Confederate flags at all the stores that had them before they quit the sales.
Hmm. Yep. So and they'll find something to replace it.
Always do.
They always maybe a do. Big so, middle finger.
You can take all the Confederate flags, pile them up in a pile, and burn them all, so there's none left, and they'll find something else to replace it. So it's just, you know, it's the way it works, people. Whether you like it or not, it's the way it works. So anyway, okay. So much for the political side of Late Night QRM. But it was, they were important announcements, so it was good to discuss them. So we're going to, I guess, move right into Geek's Corner. All right, and I'm first up, and I'm going to say my geeky thing is down in bottom gear, so.
Okay. All righty, then the next thing that's on the list happens to be, out shopping and went to a flea market. Mm-hmm. With the family, my daughter came across something that's old by your guys' standards, because you guys always keep up with the latest Apple doodads and gizmos and wiki woos and all that other neat stuff. But We went ahead and found the, my daughter found an iHome, you know, the digital clock radio FM bass boost that can plug your iPhone 4S into.
Yep.
So she's like, oh, I really like this and this and that, and it didn't have a power cord adapter, and it did work. It had the batteries in it so you could see it, but obviously you couldn't use any of the other features. Mm-hmm. And, well, I can actually say I know. The difference being between when you first buy something when it's brand new out of the market, when all the latest hoopla and the doodads and this and that, well, things tend to be a little on the pricey side. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for $4, this is the right price.
Yep. I got to say, I don't I don't have an iHome one, but I do have a clock radio that actually that's what I use my iPhone 4 for.
Yep.
It's not an iHome, but it is a clock radio that has the little
the adapter. Dock.
Yeah, the dock, yeah. And I put it on there, and that's what I use to wake up every day.
Yeah, so she wanted one of these, and then she said, Dad, you think you can check this out and, you know, get it all working right and this and that? So I'm like, sure. So we picked the thing up, had it for a couple of days, and it didn't have the power transformer that you plug into it, you know, in the wall. And it was one of those, you know, as I checked it out, and you know, I guess a lot of folks are just randomly try and jam adapters into the thing until they think they find one that fits, plug it in the wall, and then fry it.
Oh,
and and I find a lot of folks do that. Oh, they'll just try it. No. There's writing on the back by that port for a reason.
Yeah. First of all, you got the basic one. Make sure the polarity is right.
Exactly. You can have the negative. You can have ground on the outside or ground inside.
Yeah.
Depends.
Voltage counts and amperage counts.
Exactly. So basically it gave us a good opportunity to give like a little electronics lesson to my daughter and my son. I'm like, look, see, this is a negative post, 7.5 amp DC, 1800 milliamp power supply. It's looking for. She said, well, I remember a little bit about basic electronics, but what's all that garbly gook mean? I'm like, it means you can't just jam anything in there, plug it into the wall, and expect that not to burn out. But believe it or not, yeah, I went ahead and farted around with it, and I found a power supply, of all things, from an old set, a Universal Radio Shack one.
Oh, wow. Those things were classic. They were great.
Yep, so I selected her off to the old 7.5 volt DC, and you can change the ground from being on the outside or the inside if it's the post or the shield.
Yeah, they have the plug, usually the plug.
And it's got four plugs on the end of it, four different sizes. And so I found one that the amps were a little underpowered, ever so slightly. So 1800 milliamps is 1.8 amps. And this one was a one.
Well,
you can get away. There's a 2% variance.
Yeah.
You can usually get away with on amperage.
And you can usually go a little over the amperage as long as you.
This was a little under.
Okay.
This was just ever so slightly under. So, but I found one that was 1.5.
It just means it won't charge as fast. That's all.
And it was on an ancient pair of, believe it or not, computer speakers. You know the ones that you can get with that have the volume and an on-off button.
Yes.
And you plug it into a wall. Yeah. Well, I probably got about 8 sets of those things kicking around. And I found, and it's the ones that I had, and believe it or not, I had these things wired up in the bathroom so I could listen to podcasts while I'm taking a shower. Mm-hmm. I'd plug my iPhone into it would amplify it, and it could hear it over the water from the shower head. Mm-hmm. But, so it's up and rocking, and shot a little movie of it while both the kids were at work today, and shot a movie and sent it over, and I got, oh my God, I want to get home right now and pick it up, and blah, 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 blah. So that's my little contribution to Geek Corner. Cool. We got the iHome working.
Very neat. Michael?
Yeah. Well, I'm can you hear me okay? This phone keeps switching between LTE and the Wi-Fi here. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Shut cellular off.
I think you just dropped out. There you are.
Hang on. Let me... Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you could put it in airplane mode and just turn on Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Yeah, I might drop out.
Well,
if I do, I'll call right back.
We'll wait for you. Meanwhile, we'll fill. Or we could just leave dead air. Say follow the radios. dead air. It's so good to hear dead air.
Or you can play some Muzak.
Yeah. Oh, he dropped out. Yeah, the problem is being doing college radio, you know, dead air was a bad thing. So you always found something to say. Fill dead air.
Usually.
You know, you just can't sit there and hear the quiet.
Sometimes the quiet is just nice. It's relaxing.
You know, if you're telling stories, quiet can be important. Actually, the Scarborough dude, because I am, yes, I'm almost into to 2015 now.
I was going to say, you know, he's done that show.
I know, he's finished that show. But he was talking about a storyteller and how the pauses were just as important as the words that filled the rest of the podcast, and I truly agreed with him on that, because yes, the storyteller that I gotta add Michael, a storyteller that can really handle the pauses really makes it much more interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. Michael, you back?
I think so. Okay. Can you see me?
Oh wow, nice and clear too.
Okay, yeah, I switched to the MacBook.
Okay.
Anyhow, so where was I? Oh, Geek Corner. So I talked about this a little bit in the pre-show, and I just realized how live this room is. I hope I'm not echoing too bad.
No, you're cool.
But it is Field Day weekend, and since I have moved to the Keweenaw, I have managed to schedule myself for work every field day, not realizing it until it's too late. And the reason is that field day also falls on the same weekend as the Fireman's Tournament up here. And since most of the medics, myself being included, are firemen, they're always desperate for a medic.
Right.
And I don't think about it. Like, they only had one medic sign up for the entire day today. The other medic from the harbor. So both of us from the harbor are down here. That's not really too cool either. But it's field day weekend. So like, oh, dang it, I missed it again. Because this is something I really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And this is actually one time that Bob probably is not going for a beer.
That's right.
Yes, Bob, we're talking about field day. And so the plan is, we did stop by. We had an open invitation for the local radio club to us as being EMS. Like, well, we got a big food budget. Come down and eat on us, which is very generous of them. But I mean, I may take them up on it later. The thing about field day is the food never stops cooking. But hopefully, tomorrow morning, if I'm done by 6 a.m., I'm going to go and operate some CW for a while, because there's not a plethora of CW operators.
No, especially ones that can you know, understand it and do it like you, at the speed you do it. So that's cool. That's like a second language to you.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah,
so. My camera keeps dropping out. This is weird.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you go. It was great that the freeze was you with your arms behind your head and your mouth open.
Yeah, that's about the picture.
Yep. Anyway, yep. So do any of the groups, you know, go to the highest point in the area, you know, that place you tend to go to quite a bit?
The place that shall not be named?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
It wasn't named, Barry. It wasn't named.
Okay.
Not my house. No, they don't. They'll go up there for the VHF contest, which was 2 weekends ago.
Yes, I could see that. But, yeah, they probably don't want to put up with the wind and everything else that's up there. So, you know, you guys can't hear that. But I've noticed it in the podcast. There is something on my Windows machine, on this goddamn Windows 8, that goes bing every so often. And to the life of me, I can't figure out what the hell is going. Oh, I think I just found it, and it's not Windows 8. I just said that. I mean, it's been driving me nuts for the past 6 months, and I'm listening to the podcast. I keep hearing it go off in the podcast, and I just noticed that I'm using. Am I in Google?
What am I? I don't know. What are you using?
It's a hapless app.
I'm using, what the hell?
What in the hell is that?
Chrome? Is it?
It's Chrome, I think. I'm using Chrome, and so I have a Google mail announcer because I see the little envelope.
Using Chrome and Google with a Microsoft OS, and you're wondering why there's problems?
Thank you, Barney.
I bet you I just I have been going nuts. I'm looking at, first of all, I bring up that stupid square page, the Met page with all the squares and everything. And I'm like, I've turned everything off that's supposed to notify me on this damn thing. Why do I keep getting this bling every so often? Okay, I think I just figured it out. Good. I'll look at that afterwards. So you're going to have to put up with it for this freaking podcast, but... It just annoys the hell out of me. Probably nobody else notices it, but...
Yeah, I don't think we're hearing it, but I'm glad that you're being annoyed by it, because it's funny as hell.
It's entertaining.
Exactly, Joel.
So back to field day. Yes, when Joel and I went out to Nearfest, we met a bunch of guys from the Cheshire County club here that meets in Keene, and of course they do field day every year, and they invited us to come to it, and I gotta tell you, I just totally forgot that today was
field day. I wanted to go too, but you think I'd have programmed it in the phone, a reminder. Yeah.
I just totally it just, I even thought about it last week, but then this week came up, and because I said field day's got to be coming up soon, I need to go find it.
So why didn't you put it in your calendar and then send an invite to Joel?
Because I'm an idiot.
I wasn't expecting that response.
Because I didn't remember to, it's just one of those things. I'll remember it, and it's like, yeah, it totally left my mind for the week. And that's a shame because, today would have been a good day to
Joel
go
has
up
to
there.
Pay for your lack of attention.
Oh, no, I'm just as guilty because I could have put it in myself, and I didn't.
I'm just trying to pick it on Barry because it's funny.
No, she's having fun with that.
I'm an idiot.
Right.
I truly admit I'm an idiot. I should have put it in my calendar, and then it would have annoyed the hell out of me and say, what the hell is this? Oh, yeah, field day. So, anyway, yes. And tomorrow it's going to be raining, so I don't want to go up there tomorrow. Plus, most of Sunday it's just... takedown. I don't think they actually operate too long on Sunday.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't know. Michael probably knows better.
They're going to 2 o'clock locally. Yeah, but it depends on when you start to set up.
Yeah.
If you set up at the start of field day, you're allowed to go the entire period. At least I haven't checked to see if they changed the rules. And if you start setting up like on Friday night, then you're only supposed to go 24 hours from the time you start.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought it was a 24-hour period, which means most of Sunday is teardown. And so you're not really seeing. Saturday's the best day to go for field day.
And when's the next field day?
Next year, this time.
Fantastic. So I missed it.
Yeah, we missed it.
Another year.
Yeah. There's other things you can go to.
Well, we still have to go. We still got Hamfest coming up in the autumn.
Boxborough is in August. Boxborough is the regional.
In Mass? Yeah.
And it's also a big ham fest.
That's not far from 495, so it's an easy trip.
No, it is.
There's a ham fest the week that we go up to the round tables.
Here?
No, in Canada.
Oh. Is there? We'll talk to Bob about that. Maybe we can... Well, maybe we can check that out Saturday morning or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Michael, that's what you guys did last year, didn't you? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, you guys went to the Ham
Fest? Radio? Ham Fest up?
From MMPR? Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we could spend some quality time with Bob.
Absolutely.
And teach him all the virtues of ingressing.
Oh, he would love that so much.
Are you just trying to piss him off, Barry?
I gotta say, that joke's getting pretty old now.
I'll be honest, when I listened to his podcast, when he had put out, not the last one, but the one I think it was prior to that.
Yeah.
He said, okay, and this is for all you guys. Here's my English report. Okay, there's enough of that. I actually laughed. quite hard when he said that. Here's what I got for English. Okay, moving on.
And speaking... Speaking of Ingress...
Acquiring position. Downloading latest intel package.
You're doing pretty good, Joe.
He's our new sound effect.
Are you bumping? I'm going to let you bump, right? Yeah.
I can't get that one out of it yet.
That's pretty good, actually.
All right, Michael.
So, yeah, I've got all my badges in place. Not my stinking badges. For level 10, but I'm about 250,000 points away yet, which isn't really that many. It's just that I'm not really just busy, so yes. I'm not getting a lot of time in. Oh, right. Hello.
Yep, you're here, and something just went bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
I heard it, too.
And my screen went blank for a second.
Oh.
But anyhow, so but my youngest son has been working on level 9, and as you guys saw from iMessage yesterday, he got all his points in order, and now we're both at level 9. And I love the picture he took, because he was using the Nexus 7.
Yeah.
So he took a picture using my wife's iPhone of the Nexus 7.
I saw that. I can see his reflection.
It's got a nice reflection of him in the Nexus 7. It's a cool picture, actually. Like,
why did you just, you know, take a screen snapshot of it? But,
well, he could have.
Yeah.
Then he could send it to me through Hangouts instead of iMessage.
Ah.
But he wanted to send an iMessage.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. That makes
sense. And he was using the Android, so kind of a little. Yeah, I thought it was pretty creative, actually.
Very cool.
I should put that picture
actually,
up in the Hangout.
I actually like that picture better because it had a picture of him. He was reflected in the background or in the foreground of it. So
that I like that.
Yeah.
I think I'll post that up on the QRM page.
Yeah.
That's creative.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, cool. That'd be nice.
And the only thing I can say is. This week I have really nothing to report except for the iOS scanner still sucks.
Yeah.
God, the maps.
Well,
do
I'm
not
still
update.
Level 5, and that's about it.
Do not update when you join another cell. It's like, oh, I turned Ingress off. Yeah. It's nothing updates. You gotta restart the frickin' game to get any updates, and have Portal show up. And does everybody love the rainbow lines now that they added to?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Especially when you get several portals next to each other. It gets very confusing.
You can't tell which one goes with what, you know? So, anyway. But, and Joel, yes. Soon you will come up. As far as Peterborough is concerned, it's always green now because they have 3 or 4 people that work and live there. So, I mean, I'll go in there and I'll take out big things and, you know, like, Peterborough is one of those towns where all the portals are very close to each other, so you go in there and drop a couple, you know, level 8 XMPs, and it takes out the entire town. So I'm sitting there, and I say, oh, I turn it all blue. By the time I get home, and, you know, it takes me, what, 15 minutes to get home from Peterborough? It's all green again. But the big fields.
Just like that.
The big fields are gone, and that's what I'm going after. I'm going after taking out big fields and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's crazy. Around here now, it's crazy. We're so outnumbered by the frogs, it's ridiculous. So,
yeah, somebody came up guardian hunting, by the way. The only thing they took out, no, specifically for me, the only thing they did was come up. Missed, you know, they ignored everything else on the way up, and they took up Rockway Mountain.
Really?
But you know, yeah, I don't care. I was already. I think it was at 239.
Oh,
they're
going to
stop me from hitting 240.
Yeah, but
on the other hand, they can't touch the Fort Wilkins portal.
Hey, no, that's true.
Not without special equipment and knowing any administrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa.
And my guardian got taken out again by C4, and I was wondering whether he was just an aggressive player or whether he really truly is a douchebag player. And I've come up with the conclusion that he is a douchebag player because he does this with everybody. I mean, I announced to the world, this is my guardian. I'm keeping one resonator on it. Please don't touch it. I'm sitting at day 89. Right? That's when they took it out last time on me. 90 is what you need to get gold.
Right.
I'm sitting at 89. Please don't touch it. And everybody else says, oh, okay, you know. But nope, you know, this thing was about ready to turn over. You know, the clock was about to start again on it.
Right.
And he came and took it out. And then that was a couple of weeks ago. And then he took it out this past week, too. And it's out of the way. He has to go out of his way to go do it, you know. So I've decided this week. Now he's just a douchebag player.
Just a douchebag.
You need your no agenda douchebag sound effect there. You got that bumper?
No, I don't have that one. I need to get that one. Do I have anything?
Well, the Rock and Roll Geek Show also has a douchebag clip of the week thing that is pretty fun to listen to.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have to go grab that one off of there. I'll steal that from the No Agenda people. But
I don't have it on my phone right now, unfortunately, because I think it's on one of their soundboards.
It is. That's where I got the other ones. I just didn't copy that one down, I guess. So, here I put nothing under Ingress Alert, and I talk about it again.
Well, we got to give Bob time to go get a beer.
Yeah, that's true. So
he's counting on that at this point.
Yeah. And now I got two things. I got to worry about Bob going to get his beer. I got to worry about putting the alert out for the AM limit.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to hit the AM limit this week though. So, but you never know. I'm not going to say anything. You never know. We might make it there. By the way, have you guys listened to the beginning of the last show I dropped out? I've dropped it.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know.
I have not.
I have featured Anthony.
Yay!
Oh, wait a minute. Did you release more than one this week?
No, I released one.
It was one that came out just today.
It came out last night.
I got it today.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm confused.
X-183 was released last night at about 2:30 in the morning.
2:30? That means today.
Okay, it was released today.
I did not. I'm up to 182.
Nope.
I downloaded 183, but haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
Can I get enough binaries? There was
a bit of a production lag on that because I had to put the thing together.
All right.
Uh-oh. What are you doing, Michael?
He's holding the phone to his ear. He's trying to hear it.
Okay.
This is not working.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I knew I had it somewhere.
I
didn't have the mic up.
Okay.
One last time. Or did you hear it clearly?
Quite clear.
Okay.
All right. So I guess that's done with the Ingress Alert, which means it's time for...
Welcome to another late night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and tonight we have some stories to tell. First off, we have Barry.
I gotta just say, I am going to have to video record that. Whenever we play that theme, everybody jumps on the video camera, and well, we do some chair dancing. That's it's funny. Anyway, okay. Well, my first story happened last Sunday. I think I might have mentioned that my wife was bugging me because for a long time her auxiliary plug or port on her RAV4.
Wait a minute. Let's not get too personal here.
her auxiliary port was not working.
In the RAV4. You got to specify that, Barry. That's an important piece of information.
In the RAV4, her auxiliary port, you know, the car's getting a little older, and, you know, those things tend to wear out after time. And and I've been promising to fix it for a long time, and she was getting frustrated. And,
Yeah.
And she said, when are you going to fix my...
You don't care, right?
When are you going to fix my auxiliary port? When are you going to fix my auxiliary port? Because she uses her iPhone to listen to all sorts of things. We've got, what's it called, 360... I forget what the name of the service is, but we pay for that because she likes to listen to all the old-time radio stations. It's just as good as any of the satellite services, and it's on the radio, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper. And so she likes to plug it in. And then she's also concerned because on July 1st, we've got that stupid goddamn new useless rule because we already have a distraction law on distracted driving law on the books, but no, we have to make it specific now to handhelds, even though the other law covers it. Okay, we talked about that before. But anyway, so she was concerned that she doesn't want to be touching her phone while she's driving because knowing her luck, she'll get pulled over every 5 minutes. So I wanted to get her one of those Bluetooth things so she could control her phone with a simple Bluetooth control that's up by the radio. Right. And so in order to do that, of course, then I needed to fix the auxiliary port. So I popped the thing out last Sunday and took it upstairs. And sure enough, I found not only a cold solder, it was a broken solder on the back of the plug. And the plug-in part of it. And so I re-soldered everything and applied a little more solder. Happiness. Because... I have a feeling they were using probably the lead-free solder, which is crap. So yeah. I applied some nice leaded solder onto all of them, and I made sure everything was good and everything was tight. And I took it down, and I decided I'm not going to put it all together again. I'll just take this down and plug things in, and let's try it out. And I plugged it in, and I was playing a song from off of iTunes, and I heard all the speakers went on. Before, it would just be like the right side would play. The left side was totally missing. Well,
right.
All the speakers were played. I said, yes. But then I'm listening, and I said, wait a minute. I can't hear the people singing in the song. It's like they're an echo in the background. So then I push the plug, and all of a sudden, they pop out. And I said, I don't know what kind of sound system this is. I thought it was a stereo sound system, but I was getting left and right, but I wasn't getting... the vocals. And so I said, ah, damn. And of course, you know, I released the plug and, you know, the vocals would disappear. I push it in and they'd be on and stuff. So I take it back upstairs. Now I'm looking at the plug and, you know, it's a pretty simple, you know, what, 50, was it 0.55 millimeter? Quarter inch, not quarter inch, sub mini plug or mini plug. And I'm looking at that thing and I said, okay, well, this goes in here and it's got a touch in here and it has the little click thing. So I was pushing that in because I was seeing on Google that some people have problems with that where you push the plug in and that piece, which is held in by a clip, sometimes there's enough room in there that pushes out and so it doesn't make a good connection. And on the YouTube I was watching, they were taking a piece of index cardboard and putting it in between the back of the board or the clip and the back of that pin to give it more pressure, and that seemed to work for them. And I said, I don't want to put cardboard in there. So I said, maybe I'll just take a little more solder and just put a small coating of solder on the back of that part, and that way it'll add pressure because it's now thicker. So when I put the clip on, it'll hold it in place better. And, you know, I checked it with a plug, and that seemed to be clicking in fine, and everything was good. I take it down to the car and plug it in, and the same damn thing was happening. I said, what the fuck? You know, I've soldered this thing. Everything's good. I said, what the hell is going on with this thing? I've even pulled it off, and I was trying to bend down the little thing that, you know, the thing clicks into, thinking it's not making a good connection and stuff. And right. I tried this a couple times and took it down. And finally, the last time I tried, of course, it's always the last time you try.
why would you try it after that?
For some reason, exactly. For some reason, I had flipped the cord around and I plugged it in and it was still doing. I said, what the hell? And then I pick up the iPhone and, all of a sudden I hear it going in and out, and I'm wiggling, I'm moving the iPhone.
A cord.
Yeah. And then I wiggle the plug that's now, the bad plug, which was being plugged into the car auxiliary thing, is now plugged into my iPhone. And I wiggle that, and it's going in and out. And I said, oh, not only was the plug bad, but I also had a bad damn cord.
So it happens.
And I ran down to Walmart, Wally World, and picked up a new cord and brought it back. And voila, everything was working great. And it works great. Now, and that follows on to, good, now it works with a cord. Well, that's not going to help with this new law that's going, stupid goddamn law that's going into place on July 1st. It's not going to do a damn thing because people don't give a shit and they're not going to follow it anyway and people are still going to die. But so I ended up on Amazon picking up this Kivio Bluetooth adapter, which it's a little round button and it's got... you plug it into what we used to call a cigarette lighter. I guess it's now just the power receptacle, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can plug. It's got a USB port on the back of that, so you can charge your phone off of that if you choose. And then it's got another cord that goes and plugs into the auxiliary jack. And so now, when she gets into the car, the phone automatically hooks up via Bluetooth and plays everything through the car system and the auxiliary jack via Bluetooth, and this little knob has a sticky tape thing that you put on the back, and you can put it up near your radio. I told her, you decide where you want it, and we'll stick it there. But it's got a button, and it, you know, you can press the button, and you can talk, have Siri kick in, and you can talk to Siri and have Siri do commands, or you can just click it and it does certain things, like it'll fast forward to the, it's got two other buttons on top, you can fast forward past songs and go back with songs. It's just some basic setup things, but you no longer have to touch the phone. You can sit there and press this thing, which you mount up next to your radio, and it's like, okay, that's what the law says, don't touch your handheld device, but you can press these buttons. It's okay to press those buttons, and it's okay to press my touch screen in my Prius, but I can't, I can't touch my iPhone because, God forbid, that's so much different than the touch screen in my Prius.
Well, the buttons are so much smaller.
Yeah, and that's, I don't have to look at I don't have to take my eyes off the road to look at the screen that controls my environmental system, my radio, and what else does it control? It controls some other things, too, because it's all done. Anyway, okay.
My big gripe is that there's no law against people who try to eat while they're driving.
No, that's true.
You go down the road and you see somebody that's got, like, two hands on a Big Mac, and they're trying to control the wheel with two hands on a Big Mac, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But don't you dare...
I've seen, change radio station. I've seen people shucking oysters and trying to drive.
I've seen them reading a newspaper and reading a map, where they've got two hands occupied with the paper or the map, and they're trying to still steer. And it's like, how is that okay when you can't use a couple of digits in your right hand to control an electronic device?
Exactly.
Distracted driving is distracted driving. I don't care if you're smoking, eating a sandwich, or, looking at pictures of your old Aunt Haiti. If you're not paying attention to what's out the windshield, that you're being distracted and you should get a ticket.
Holy shit.
All right, I take it back.
No, I'm showing you guys, and of course, maybe I'll take a picture and post it on the community page. But they said, if you're an amateur radio guy or you got a CB in the car, you can use a microphone, a one-handed device on a microphone, okay? And that's perfectly legal. Okay, here's my microphone. Can you see it?
Yeah, with all them buttons on the front.
I can control the entire radio from the microphone.
Yep.
Up and down, frequencies. I can punch in frequencies. I can select bands. I can... I've got special programmable ones. I've got up and down on the top of it. Not only just the push to talk. No, it's not distracting to use this.
He can program the TARDIS.
Hey! Good one, Michael.
I am. I'm going to take a picture of this and mount, put it on the community page.
And then they'll outlaw amateur radio as well.
Yeah, it'll exactly. Be on your fault.
So you might just want to keep quiet on that.
Yeah, they won't do that.
Sure, they will.
But if they do, it'll be all your fault.
You know what it is because all the yuppie libbies out there aren't aware of amateur radio operation while in a mobile vehicle, so therefore they didn't include it in all their little doctrine laws.
Because those assholes probably don't know what the hell it is.
Because they don't know what it is. Because as far as they're concerned, all communication stops with the internet. There is no other kind of communication.
Oh, wow, that's painful.
There's AM and FM. That's what our parents used to use. But everything is over the internet and cellular on your phone. There is no other way to communicate with other people. Don't give them a reason, Barry. Keep your mouth shut.
Too late. I already took the pictures.
Well, just keep them to yourself. Or and us. You can send them to us.
Okay. I'll just keep it amongst ourselves in the community.
Just in the community.
Just in the community.
In the community, yes.
Oh, my.
Okay, so that's my bottom gear for this week.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I had a few things here. The first and foremost, I think, is probably one of the most fundamentally important topics of our Bottom Gear segment for this week and probably for all of the weeks because Bottom Gear is kind of formed because of these three gentlemen. All seven listeners know, my favorite TV program of all time was Past Tense Top Gear from the BBC. And the BBC saw fit in their infinite wisdom to sack the senior host, co-host of that show, Jeremy Clarkson, and sack means fired, for a meal altercation. So that being said, I've been bummed. I'm like, no more Top Gear. What am I going to do? I need Top Gear. I want to see these guys. I absolutely love their show. And the two co-hosts that do the show with Jeremy Clarkson, which are James May and Richard Hammond, when their contract review came up and was to be renewed, they told the BBC to politely, no thank you. We're going wherever he goes. We're a team.
Good for them.
And they said, but you don't have to. And I said, yes, we do. We're a team. And we're friends. So that's where he goes, that's where we're going. And we're going to work together. And things have been up in the air and in limbo and yada, yada, yada. Where are they going to end up? Well, ladies and gents, 5 hours ago, posted on the Mirror, which is out of the UK, It was announced Jeremy Clarkson's new ITV television show to go head-to-head with Chris Evans, the new Top Gear host.
Yay!
Now,
so
I gotta ask.
So they signed a contract. Yeah.
Are they still doing the Netflix thing?
Oh wait, it's getting better. I'm going to give you a couple little excerpts from the story. Let's see here. Clarkson and co-presenters Richard Hammond and James May were said to have jumped at a chance to blow the Ginger Star's revamped version of their old show out of the water on ITV. They're going to run the show on ITV at exactly the same time slot, 8 p.m. on Sunday nights, head-to-head against Top Gear. They're also in negotiations right now with American Netflix
to make the show on ITV and BBC with built-in commercials, which is how it's shown here in the U.S. anyway on BBC America, and release them directly to Netflix.
Nice.
As well as on ITV. There will be the last two final episodes of Top Gear will have James May and Richard Hammond in them. They decided they would come back to close out that series or season, they call series. And both Richard and James will be back to close it out on that set. On the new Top Gear set, and then from there they're gone forever. They'll never be back on Top Gear hosting. So I am super stoked because they're actually filming these new episodes on ITV right now.
Nice.
They have full control, full production control, as well as one of the producers. So it's actually a team of four of them.
And James, and each week. Jeremy gets to slap a producer, right?
They didn't mention anything about that.
I'm sure it's in the contract.
But they have full, total control over what goes out on the show. So I'm really, really excited to know that they're doing another automotive show with the same kind of shenanigans and antics and viewpoints. Because you can tell in real life
and
they're
less
really...
control.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. The thing that worked for the... It works for that... Those three gentlemen that didn't work for all the other syndications of that show is simply this. In real life, they're actually friends.
Yes.
Yeah, they like each other, and they get on each other's nerves because they hang out with each other so much, and they bicker. And there's that chemistry. You can't fake that kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
And they're fortunate enough that it's caught on film. You know what I'm saying? And they're professional enough. So it always comes off feeling fresh. So, you know, honestly, it's really, really cool. I can't wait to start seeing the new ITV version with the three gentlemen on it. Clarkson and Co., as they're being called. And will I actually peruse over to even look at the old Top Gear? Nope.
Meh.
I'll look at the last two with Richard and James on it, and then I'm done.
It would be like going and watching the American version of Top Gear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It'll be contrived. It'll be disjointed. Personally, I've seen Chris Evans when he was a guest on Top Gear when the three were there, and because he had bought... He has a huge collection of cars anyway, and he's a DJ. And he, as a guest... Seemed, what's the word I'm looking for? Too rigid. Didn't flow, didn't seem natural, didn't seem like he was comfortable on camera.
Yeah.
Kind of guy had a cob up his ass.
Well, I was trying to be a little bit more tactful about it, but yeah. Because I personally don't know the man, but he just came off cold, like a cold fish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah. He's going to be the host? Nah. Ain't going to fly. People will jump ship on the ITV. Fashion, you can say fish and chips.
Well, you know.
So I'm really jazzed about it. That's cool. To me, that was awesome, awesome news to find out. And then, so there's that. Then on another note, was up in beautiful Jaffrica, New Hampshire, or Jaffrey. And
hey, I'm the only true Jaffrican in this group.
You're the only true Jaffrican left.
You be Jaffrican man.
Be Jaffrican man, exactly. You should see Barry when he has his dreads. So
he doesn't have enough hair for dreads, does he?
No. Very small dreads.
Little wormy sized dreads.
And I was up at Dr. Kenny's, and I decided, hey, you know what? I took Ramsey's out for a test drive.
Wait a minute. Oh, Okay, I have to figure out how to cut that down.
You gotta get video of this stuff.
Michael illustrated it perfectly.
Joel did. I was just walking like an Egyptian. Joel was just looking majestic there.
Anyway, so I decided to take him. Actually, I went down by your house, Barry.
You did?
Yes, I did. I didn't stop in. I drove right past because I wanted to get a decent little run from Dr. Kenny's under his belt and stretch his legs a little bit. And
he was the guy that took out your mailbox, by the way.
I was wondering about that.
So if you see a Ram 1500 with a baseball bat hanging out of a window, and just before about 30, 40 feet before your mailbox, you hear it in the passing gear, you know it's coming. It had a slight skip, and I thought, what in the hell is this? I took it for basically a beat run. Got back to the garage, and it had an ever so slight miss. And I thought, what in the hell? We discovered a vacuum leak.
Ooh.
One of the hoses from, it gets better, from the brake booster that goes over to the intake manifold, which was connected, fully connected, but the hose felt a little softer than normal. So a good way to check to find out if you've got a vacuum leak near a gasket or an intake manifold or a hose on any running motor vehicle, take brake cleaner, spray brake cleaner, while the engine is running. Mm-hmm. And where you suspect it might be sucking in air where it should be under vacuum, spray the brake cleaner. You will hear the engine lag down. So it'll go and catch itself. At that point, when it uses up all the brake cleaner that's been sprayed at the gasket or hose that's leaking. And I found the brake booster vacuum hose was leaking, so I replaced the hose, purrs like a kitten. That, and I took about 6.5 pounds of acorns out of the air box.
In
insulation, there was a field mouse.
Yep.
That truck sat for, let's see, it came originally, you ready for this, Barry? Originally, that truck came from Ohio, and still
really?
Had the Ohio plates on it.
Wow.
And it sat for a year and a half. And so field mouse, mice have decided to move into the air box, and they did a bang-up job of filling it up with insulation and little tufts of cotton and paper. And about 6 pounds of acorn nuts that have been chewed through. And all the little shells are sitting in. And I'm like, this thing's running like shit. And I took the air box off. I disconnect the whole thing. And I'm like, I unhook it. And I'm like, and I heard my son was with me. And I hear, chuck. And he went, hey, Dad? I'm like, yeah. He says, is that thing supposed to make a rattling noise? I said, no, air filters usually don't rattle. So I decided to take it all apart, and I'll post a picture of it on the G+ community page, but it was not a layer, full to the top, full of acorns and cotton balls and pieces of blue jean and everything else. I'm amazed the truck ran it off.
You've just pissed off a few field mice.
Yeah, they're probably very, very, very cross with me.
Yeah, they're homeless now. Homeless field mice. Thanks.
They're homeless field mice from Ohio. Now they're stuck in the mountains in New Hampshire. How do you think you're going to look that?
God, outsiders.
Outsiders.
People from outside the state.
They're displaced Ohio field mice in the mountains of Monadnock now with no home and no Dodge to live in. Whatever to do.
And the wrong accent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I got Ramsey's running good, which I was real happy about, and I plan on getting down here home soon because I got a ton of shit to take to the dump. And it's really, really, really difficult to do it without a pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And my beautiful bride went to go to Wally World, and she said, Daisy, overheated.
Whoops, wait a minute. What the hell?
That's a funny bumper. Sounds like Barry's.
What is the hell? What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What the hell? Everybody say, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Daisy's not playing.
Daisy's not playing. I don't understand
even my
why.
My wife, 2 rooms away, saying, "What the hell?"
It's not even counting down.
Your ass too?
What? Today in tech news?
That's what it sounded like. I think Joel's right.
He said, Daisy, give me your ass too. I don't not familiar with that.
That's a different version than I'm used to.
Exactly. Talk about bottom gear, right?
He's missing all the cues.
I thought it different frickin'. I got so many frickin' drop-ins now. I got 3 tabs up at the top.
That's
okay, Barry. We still love you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, really,
go ahead, Michael.
For what?
Go ahead.
Oh, Blooker.
There we go. Now it is complete.
That was great. Go ahead, Michael. For what?
So yeah,
anything
overheat
you want, Michael.
So I thought, what the hell? She said, yeah, as soon as I shut the air conditioning off, temperature went right back to normal. She said, instantly. I'm like, rah-rah. So when you're driving it, you hear dung, 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 and the needle was pegged at hot. She's like, yep. And she says, the minute you just turn the selector dial to shut the air conditioning off, the needle went down and the dinger stopped. And I went, that's electrical. There's no way the laws of physics will that engine cool down that fast. Hmm. No way, no how. Especially by turning a knob.
Yeah, really.
Usually you get a turn on, as we're all aware of, for those of us who've had cars that have overheated, usually always in the middle of an August heat wave, the car starts to overheat. The first thing you do is you turn the heater
on.
Turn
the heat on, yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Roll the windows on, turn the heat on high, and try and dissipate some of that heat off that heat exchanger. And she's like, no, I just turned the air conditioning off, and it went away. And I went, okay, make you fancy showing up right at the nick of time.
Wow. Seriously.
So, yeah, there's a few little electrical anomalies that have cropped up with Daisy, like the speedo gauge decided it works, doesn't work, works, doesn't work, works, doesn't work. And I researched it to find out cold solder joints on the back of the PC board for the instrument gauge cluster. So I think I'll be buying me a soldering pencil.
I'm telling you, Daisy doesn't owe you anything, that's for sure.
No, not for, $600, 7 years ago?
Yeah. Don't know you a thing.
But so that's pretty much everything that I got. I got nothing for Goldfinger because he's been running good.
Okay, I'm not playing it then.
What?
What? You can't play it just because?
No, actually, it's cool. We already got Ramsey in there, so that's everything I got. What about you, Michael?
Well, I've been driving David's Jeep around.
Oh, that replaced this.
Yep, absolutely. And as much as I wish I could take this to Dr. Kenny, because I think he's the only one around that actually knows what's going on with my Jeeps, David's Jeep is getting to be more pronounced than the death wobble. So that's going to the death wobble clinic next week. Except I got to tell them what to look for. Something broken about that.
Yeah. Did you show them the YouTube video?
Yeah. And what I need to do is get a hold of Dr. Kenny and find out what bushing he uses for the struts going to the frame, because I'm pretty sure that's what the problem is.
Yeah, he's got 4 Jeeps plus the QRM Jeeps there. And none of those, they all of them at one time or another. And Dodge pickup trucks can also get the death wobble.
Yes, I've heard that. But, next time either you or Barry talk to Dr. Kenny, if you could find out if he's buying the bushings commercially, I'd like to know where he's getting them.
Sure, I will do that. I'm going to probably see him on Monday.
Okay, it's a 97 Jeep.
I'll be writing this down.
First year of the TJ.
I will be getting out and using the gold Sharpie.
Or you could just put a memo in your iPhone.
I was waiting for a gold Sharpie bumper.
I'm like a dolphin.
When the batteries go dead, the gold Sharpie doesn't fail.
And the memo lives up in the cloud forever.
Never to return.
Look again.
That's a good look.
Oh, God. I really should video this show sometime.
97.
Yeah, but who would you show it to?
Yeah, I mean, really, I
put it in the podcast. People can watch the video if they want.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled.
So I know you guys probably shot right past this, but I mean, the other thing, too, I want to let you guys know is that I am giddy like a schoolgirl for the MMPR. Giddy, giddy, giddy. And I know, Barry, you were talking about it. We're trying to figure out which vehicle. We take Ramsey's and spend $700 in gas, or take the Prius and have six cups. So
$70 in gas.
And more importantly, you'd have more money for beer.
Well, you know what I was trying to figure
that's
out?
That's an important consideration.
I was trying to figure this out, Michael, is Operation Comfy Chair. Mm. Now, if we bring Ramsey's, the chair fits in the bed the whole way up. 9 hours there, no issue, and would easily fit in the Jeep. But you're not bringing a Jeep. You're probably going to go with a rental car.
Chevy Impala, four-door.
All right. So what I'm trying to figure out to do is there a way I can disassemble the chair enough so it fits in the Prius along with our luggage?
Well, remember, the back seat does go down in the Prius.
That's what I was thinking. And if I can take off the, because it's got that six-spoke or eight-spoke with the casters on it on the bottom, so yeah. Take the piston, the hydraulic piston cylinder off, and have just the L shape of the chair. Take the arms off. I could probably get it all together.
Probably could. I wonder what they're going to say when we go through customs.
Do you have anything to declare? Yeah, that chair is real comfortable.
That chair, watch, there's some freaking law in the books that says you can't transport office furniture across the border.
Well, you can take it in. I just probably can't take it back out.
Yeah, that'd be but funny.
Tear up there. No, seriously, it came from New Hampshire.
Oh, God. Yeah, we ought to look into that just to make sure, you know.
Exactly. We're going to have to put this here in customs and research it.
You'd be surprised what we could put in that Prius.
I think so, too. I just got to make sure I can tear. I'm sitting on one of the chairs that's identical to the one that I want to try and dismantle and bring up.
Yeah, you might be disappointed by what will be allowed to be brought in and then again back out of Canada. I would consider that the biggest problem would be what you bring out of Canada.
Hmm. So if you went into a swap shop or something across the Canadian border, you think that certain things may not be able to come back home with
you? I don't think office furniture would fall in that. Was it metric?
Oh, I don't know.
No, you can't bring that into the U.S., sir. That's a metric office chair. We only have
going to say, we could ask our Canadian friends, but they probably don't know because it's probably a stupid-ass American rule. Or U.S. law.
Oh, I can almost guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying you're going to probably have a bigger problem bringing it back into the U.S. than you did bringing it into Canada.
God knows, you know, it might be considered a terrorist weapon or something.
a comfy chair. Really. Position comfortable office chair. Is that a weapon of mass destruction? No, it's a chair of mass comfort.
It depends on what I'm eating at the time. I'm sitting in it.
No, it's just a chair of posterior comfort.
Posterior comfort. I've programmed millions of hours in this chair.
And I know that the average posterior will feel quite comfy in that seat.
Right. I haven't even had onion rings and sat in it.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Make note of that, Michael. It doesn't have a major stink yet.
Yeah, and you definitely have to listen to the theme, the theme for the last podcast.
The last show. I will definitely do that.
Michael's walking around with a selfie stick.
I know.
That's not allowed Disney World anymore.
I know.
Yeah. What? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, but the front office doesn't have the air conditioner on yet.
Oh, look at this. He's got a pillow and he's laying down.
Oh, look at that. He's going to fall.
I am in the medic bedroom, actually, right now.
Wow. See? I told you he's going to fall asleep.
A little side table, stuff on the floor, necessary room. Yeah. The room of requirement, as we say.
Room of requirement, exactly.
Wow. Cool.
It's cooler in here. Yeah, I decided actually, I was get tired of being uncomfortable.
Actually, looks like a very comfortable room to take a.
I don't blame you a bit, Michael. You go.
We
you go
gotta get our rest when we can.
Yeah, we're serious.
So we got two bed. Well, actually, I think you missed the tour on Periscope. I need to do more impromptu one or more involved one. By the way, I did send a request to you there, Joel.
Oh, righty, I'll have to look at my Twitters.
For the Twitters. Yeah, you need to look at the Twitters so I can get your request reply.
Launching the Twitters now.
I see the Twitters. And then I can add you to the MMPR. And you can catch up on 6 to 8 weeks of postings.
Oh, jeez.
They're hilarious.
I just got to remember who the hell I am on the Twitters. Oh, yeah.
Who am I? Who am I? Well, speaking of going to bed, I gotta bail, guys.
All right.
I've hit my bedtime. Oh, excuse me, my bedtime hour, and I gotta go.
Okay.
Yeah, we overdid it last
Alrighty.
Week, probably.
Well, we went. Yeah. Poor Doug.
Yeah.
I think that was having fun though.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he did too. That was a great week. We need to have Jason on.
Yeah,
Jason
would I'm gonna see if I can chat with him this week and arrange.
I mean, hell, he already knows the show's format.
Yeah, better than we do.
We need to get Jason on, and you know, it's funny. Doug texted me, and you know, I Joel, you took his phone number down. I didn't have anything to write on at the time, and I was too busy. And but you know, I gave him my phone number, and all of a sudden, I get this text, and I say, "Who the hell's this?" Because the phone number shows up, and I'm like, "I have no idea." But they obviously listened to the show, and they were talking about stuff on the community page. And I go, Amory was sitting at the desk, and I said, "She goes, what's the area code?" And I said. I gave her the area code. She goes, "It's Toronto." I said, "Oh, it's Doug." So I've Doug has been added to my
awesome
my contacts list now. So when he texts me now, it shows up as Doug. So.
I just accepted, Michael.
I see. You have turned blue on my followers list.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out.
So now let me get to MMPR, and you'll get a notification on that.
All righty. I guess I should put a photo on here, too, on the Twitters.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
It's good. It's good to have a photo.
Okay.
So, all right, so I guess we got to go into the last group.
So I'm going to bail before you guys
Sorry,
go
Marty.
Into that. And I just want to say it's great talking to you three guys. And all I got for the entertainment last month is that the third episode of Dark Matter came out Friday night, and it was pretty cool. But I guess everybody pretty much already knew that. But I'm really into the show, and I'm digging it and DVRing every episode. And some of them I've watched a couple of times. But it's kind of a cool show.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's great talking to you guys.
All right.
Take care of yourselves, and I'll catch you next week.
Okay, Barney. Take care.
Later.
Go do drugs.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, no, you did that already.
Yeah, I did it at 8 o'clock, Barry.
Okay. We'll see you, Barney.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, so let's get into...
Joel, if you go to your messages.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Go to your messages under the Twitters.
All right, I'm going messages, Twitters. Oh, yes.
COC MMPR 15.
Oh, I yes, just have indeed. Myself a case of the Twitters.
Exactly. the fact that I have no idea anything about how the software works. Where do you see old posts?
You
scroll.
You not seeing the old ones?
Nope. Add people, view people, edit group name, turn off notifications, delete conversation.
Well, you'll see them from now on.
Okay, yeah, because it says there's 19 other people in the group, so I'm like, cool, I just don't see any posts. It says I could start a new message. Hello?
Yeah. Darn, well, there's got to be a way of getting the old posts to you, because there's a ton of stuff there.
I'll figure it all out. Notifications, what's this? Oh, okay, cool.
This group was started on May 27th. I guess it's only been 4 weeks. Seems longer.
I can't be racist. I'm a minority. I'm sorry. That hit me funny.
From the Maharaja?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be racist. I'm a minority.
All right. We're reading Twitters on a podcast.
Yes.
So.
Why not?
I haven't joined in on that conversation, but it goes very quickly. That's the thing. It goes boom, 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 you know, with the people there.
How's that go again?
Boom, 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 boom.
Here we go. There's the new ringer.
All right. Let's start the next group. Welcome to Entertainment Last Month. I'm your host, Barry J. And before we get into this, I got to say that, you know, if you're concerned about the length of the podcast, it is starting to get a little long here. It's so long that even one of our hosts had to leave. He can't make it through the entire show. Just saying.
And that without doing more drugs.
Medication wore off and has to take more.
All right. So the first topic up in entertainment last month is, I've got to say, thanks, Joel. Thanks a fucking lot.
You're so very, very welcome, sir.
For introducing me to Wayward Pines.
Awesome show, isn't it?
I marathon. Well, first of all, I went and got them off of the Magic Antenna because I wasn't recording them beforehand, so I wanted to watch it from the beginning on, so the Magic Antenna helped me out there. Mm-hmm. And not only did I get the last 5 episodes, but I also got the 6th episode because apparently it comes out earlier in Australia.
Really?
So,
we need to talk after the show.
Well, it's not very far because the 6th episode was on Wednesday night here in the States. So
we still need to talk.
Okay. So I marathoned it Sunday into Monday night, and I'm hooked on it. Although, and I say although, because I'm a little upset with 5 and 6.
Okay.
And I will say this. The first 4, they were getting me. I was beginning to think, oh, this is kind of cool because it's like another Lost, you know? And they just tell you bits and pieces of the story, and you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and especially with, you know, he just saw somebody 5 weeks ago, but yet she's been there for 13 years, and, and, you know, and things like that. And you're trying, what the hell's going on? And then episode 5 and 6 came along, and they basically told you the whole damn story.
Well, they really did reveal an awful lot.
A lot. Yes. They could have gone on with more of the little hints and stuff for a long
subtleties.
Time. But they decided, nope, we got 13 weeks. We don't know whether we're going to be back next year. So, boom! Here's the storyline.
They did kind of spell it out quickly.
Yeah. So I'm hoping episode 7 gets us back on track. It's still a good show, but I was kind of thinking of it like another Lost show.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know exactly what's going on, and there's no going back. So
it's a real good darn program, man. It is a real good program.
Lots of stars, like we were saying before, or in
big name movie stars.
You know, so but it's cool. I'm wondering whether how long they're planning to do it, because they got big name movie stars and stuff in there. Whether it's going to be a 1 season or maybe possibly 2 seasons and that's it. I don't know. They don't say. Falling Stars, before I forget, Falling Skies starts on Sunday night, I think. So it's the last season of
Falling Skies.
Falling Skies. I have enjoyed that series all the way through. And so I'll be glad. I'm glad they're ending it, because, you know, you can go too far in some of these things. And I think they'll be able to bring this to a good conclusion and finish it off, so it leaves a good taste in your mouth when mm-hmm. the whole thing mm-hmm. is done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And other than that, I discovered, because, you know, I use Plex as my server here, my media yep. server at home. And I did, they do have a service that you can pay for. And what the service gives you is more Plex channels that they make available. Plus, mm-hmm. it allows me to watch the content I have on my Plex media server out when I'm away. So I can actually bring all my content across the internet and watch it wherever I go. I thought mm-hmm. that was quite worthwhile for like $4 a month. I think I paid right. for that. So, but I found out, I was perusing through their channels the other night, and they have a South Park channel. And not only do they have every season and every episode of South Park in there, they are uncut, uncensored South Parks.
Nice.
So, you know, you get to see what really went on without the beeps.
With the whole show, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it is fantastic. And I don't know, you know, if you're ever kind of down in the dumps, at least for me, if I'm ever down in the dumps or a little depressed or something, all I have to do is put South Park.
South Park.
I watched the other night, last season's, they had the Cock Magic. Oh, yep. God, I was laughing through that thing. That was so funny. Just the whole idea of stupid chickens playing Magic the Gathering yep. down in the basement of a shitty walk. You know?
I love it when you go, I want to go to the shitty walk right now.
Yeah, I know. And then Randy, of course, the father, thinks Cock Magic is something. It was something else when he was in college.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so funny. You can imagine what that is. And the funniest thing was, not only was he showing people his Cock Magic, but he decided to get back into it more. And he went, and he was the entertainment at a small child's birthday party. Oh, God. Those guys just know how to do it, you know.
You know, it's almost, you know, the classic. Was it New Hampshire After Hours? And they say pissing people off one person at a time.
Yeah,
the guys at South Park, the writers know how to do that.
They do. I just, oh God, I can just, and I can watch those things over and over and over again. And I love South Park. I really do. It's one of my all-time favorite shows on TV.
Well, you know, what your text tone is on my phone for you when you send me a text, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Answer, Mr. Garrison.
Shut up, fat boy.
Hey, don't call me fat, you fucking Jew.
Eric, did you just say the F word?
Jew?
No, he's talking about fuck. You can't say fuck in school, you fucking fat ass.
Kyle.
Why the fuck not?
Eric.
Dude, you just said fuck again.
Stanley.
Luke.
Kenny.
What's the big deal? It doesn't hurt anybody. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
How would you like to go see the school counselor?
How would you like to suck my balls?
What did you say?
That's actually what plays when you send me a text.
That whole thing?
Yeah. That way I don't miss the text.
Mine just goes ding.
Mine just goes
toot 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 toot.
Yeah, I know. It's, when I start to hear South Park, and because it's funny, because Debbie, my phone was down to my side, and she heard fuckity fuck fuck fuck, and she's like, "What the hell is making that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Barry sending me a text."
No, I would edit it down to just that. That would be okay.
I might cut it down a little bit, but I mean, honestly, God, that's you. And you know, the greatest part's when you're standing in, when I'm standing in the middle of the store at the liquor store, and I'm in line, and I hear, "What you, and people are looking at me. I'm like, "That's my best friend. Don't worry."
Oh, God, that's great. Do you have that in any kind of format that you can email that to me? That whole
yep.
thing? I can edit
yes,
it.
Yes, I can.
I can edit it down.
And here's your phone ringer.
Wow, that's cool. Linus and Lucy. Or Lucy and Linus.
yeah, my son looked at me. He said,
Dad, that's just old people like. And I'm like, shut up, kid. Get out of here.
Hey. Big band, speak to me.
Exactly.
Gotta have horns.
Absolutely. That's Although there's no horns in that. It's all piano.
No, but it's jazz.
It is.
It's cool.
You know, you should have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
Well, oh, I see the look.
A seasonal thing.
The thoughtful look on Joel's face there.
That's a seasonal.
Ooh. There's an idea.
Coming up on 51 this year. 51.
Flashback to the 70s a little bit.
Yeah, we just heard this on 360 Live.
Yeah.
And Anne-Marie told me, she goes, you know, whenever I hear that song, I don't think of Saturday Night Fever. I think of Airplane.
Oh, jeez.
I said, yep, you know what? That's what I think of, too. The dance scene in Airplane at the bar.
That's too funny. I got a buddy of mine who's like pretty much a borderline alcoholic, so this is his ringer.
Tequila.
Yep. All right. Well, Joel, you're next on the list.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. And if you think you really dug Wayward Pines, I think you're going to probably find, if you're not already watching it,
no,
this is right up there with Wayward Pines. Give it one episode, maybe two, and you're going to go, wow. And I, too, before I tell you the name of the show, was like, really? Another freaking one about this subject? I'm like, yeah, how good could this be? It's good. I was wrong. Yeah. Because I was like, really? Another vampire show? Why do you have another zombie show? And instead, this show is called The Strain.
Mm-hmm.
It is on Hulu.
That's about a guy in the bathroom?
No, that might be a different version. One that I'm watching, actually, is where it looks like vampirism as a strain, like a virus, and how it spreads. The show is really darn good. I mean, so I have to say, it doesn't suck. And it just keeps getting better, and the story keeps getting better, it's all, again, Hulu Plus is now Hulu, which, in case any of those folks who didn't know that, for entertainment last month, it is no longer Hulu Plus in Hulu. It's all just now called Hulu.
Man, a vampire show that doesn't suck.
No.
Oh, I set it up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. We're coming dangerously close to the AM cutoff.
I'm done.
All right. And I threw in the last one at the... I just got to say that if you're a Star Trek fan, especially the old Star Trek, there is a group of people out there. They even have a Kickstarter. I think it's Kickstarter page now that you can donate money. But they have continued the old series, and they've made, I think this was episode four, so they've made three before this. Very good. I mean, they rebuilt the old set, and the acting is very good. They just got a new doctor. The old doctor kind of sucked. They got a new doctor in this episode, and he's good. So, it's called Star Trek Continues. Check it out. It's only online. If you like the old storyline, they're continuing it. And what's cool, and I was in this one in particular, they have a counselor. And I said, the old Star Trek didn't have a counselor. But then again, this is a Star Trek Continues. So this is after the 5-year mission. Well, wherever it left off. So
right.
You have to have an introduction of having a counselor on the ship, because in all the other Star Treks, there's a counselor on the ship.
Okay.
So in this episode, too, they had a holodeck. And I said, they didn't have a holodeck back then. But then, again, this is after that season. It's a continuation. So this may have been the first holodeck.
Yep.
And it looked very scaled down compared to the holodeck on, Enterprise on the Next Generation. So it's kind of neat. And the guy who plays Kirk has grown in. The first episode, you'll see him, he's trying, and he gets better in every episode. And this one, man, he's got Kirk down now.
Yeah.
So it's a great show. If you like the old Star Trek, I highly recommend. Yep. Just go look it up on the internet there. It's Star Trek Continues.
And yeah, I'm on the homepage right now. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and if you do like it... Oh, and they've had previous... Oh, and who plays Scotty is James Doohan's son plays Scotty.
Oh,
cool.
This episode. So, or not this episode, in this group. So I think it's well worth it. Amory and I watched episode 4. Episode 5 is supposedly coming out real soon. And I think they've got a Kickstarter page to help fund this. And they said they got enough money that they're actually going to build an engineering set now. Because they've got...
No kidding. Yeah. That's expensive, too.
Yeah. So, and they've got all the permission from, Paramount and the whole Star Trek community to do this. I mean, all the people that own all the rights and everything. Because they use the old music from the old show. They used to use in the beginning... some of the old shots and stuff, but they've since replaced them, and they are just it's so authentic and so good. Uh-huh. I really like it for if you're a Star Trek guy or a Trekker.
Very cool.
So check it out. Okay, that's it. We're done. We're out of topics. We've got a musical guest, huh?
What? End the show quick.
We got a musical guest tonight. The musical guest is that famous cover band, insert name of band here. And by the way, I meant to mention this with Barty on, but I'm going to have to send an email out to you guys. I need 4 songs from each of you. 4 songs you'd like to hear. Okay? Because I'm just filling this in with stuff from iTunes. I bought all the works of insert name of band here on iTunes. I've got all their cover songs, and that's what's filling. So you guys need to send me a list of 4 songs each, and we'll start getting into that for the musical guest. So with that, we'd like to say to all the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being there. And especially you OCONUS guys, we hope you get home to your family and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from a comfy room on the left, one of the medic rooms at the station house, this is Michael, the virtual leader.
And that's it for show 186. 187 coming up next week. Until then, here's insert a name of band here. I almost screwed up the freaking name. Bye.
Tonight's musical guest is Gautier with Someone That I Used to Know. So when we found that we could not make
make sense. Well, you said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad that it was over.
Good boy.